This is What's Trending Today. Over 10 years ago, scientists from the United States went on a trip to Panama. The scientists were from Atlanta in the state of Georgia and Southern Illinois University in Carbondale, Illinois. They were worried that a disease might infect and destroy trees and plants in Panama. The plant life served as home to many frogs and other small amphibians like toads and salamanders. The scientists wanted to collect a few live amphibians from the area in case the remaining ones died. One of the animals they collected was later named the Rab's Fringe-Limbed Tree Frog. One scientist from Georgia said the frog was completely unknown to experts before the trip. The Atlanta Journal-Constitution says the tree disease eventually did spread to Panama, and many of the frogs disappeared. The Rab's frog lived in a special enclosed area at the Atlanta Botanical Garden. He was named Tuffy. He lived there for the last 8 years, but he died late last month. Tuffy was over 11 years old. He was the last living member of the species in captivity. Many people used social media sites to express sadness about Tuffy's death. One Twitter user reacted this way: "We need to do more to protect our wildlife and planet. It's such a shame when a species becomes extinct." Leilani Munter is a race car driver and a biologist. She wrote that seeing the frog was kind of like meeting a little unicorn, the last of his kind. And that's What's Trending Today. I'm Dan Friedel.
更多听力，请访问51voa.com。